Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's take their claims about the AR-15 as an example. Now, Pew Research, which I don't agree with, and I don't care about polls either, but this is a survey, so I don't know where this comes down. They can be messed with either way. But for the last 10 years, from 2007 to 2017, on average, there were 439, and if you adjust for undercount, homicides committed with a rifle, including an AR-15. There were 1,700 homicides committed with a knife or other sharp object, approximately 900 committed by being beat to death, and 450 committed with a blunt instrument. So that means hammers, knives, and somebody wearing a pair of Nikes committed a whole bunch more killing than any sort of rifle of any type. For every person killed with a rifle, there are 15 murdered with handguns, 1.7 with hands or fists, and 1.2 with blunt instruments. And homicides with any sort of rifle are merely a 3.2% slice of the pie of all homicide on average over the past decade. We have an average in a nation of between 460 million and 660 million guns, 360 million people. We are a nation with over a 10-year average of 13,657 homicides per year. About 0.1% of homicides were produced by rampage killings involving an AR-15. And to put this in perspective, at this rate, it would take almost 100 years of rampage killings with AR-15s to produce the same number of homicide victims that knives and sharp objects produce in 1 year. Now, when you look at it in that sort of a light, then the politicians begin to look like, you remember the old Silence that you used to watch? And when I was a kid, I watched Andy Clyde, Buster Keaton, Three Stooges. They start to remind me of those clowns, Groucho Marx. Marx must have been thinking of politicians like the Democratic candidates when he said politics is the art of looking for problems, finding them everywhere, misdiagnosing the problem, and applying the wrong remedy. All of it, by the way, if you'll always notice, every time they come up with a solution for the ills that they find with America today, it always involves you giving something up. It always involves you losing something. Giving up some freedom, giving up some right. This is the whole crux of when they get out there and say, well, we think when the framers are putting together the Constitution, it was a living, breathing document. No. I love it when I get attacked for being an originalist. But if you look at the original concept of the Bill of Rights, it's as applicable today as it was when it was being ratified, when it was being considered, when it was being debated, when it was being refined. It still works today. That's why they didn't get out there and say, you have a right to keep and bear muskets. Freedom of assembly still works today. Don Quixote was a comical character, wasn't he? He was pretty funny. Screaming at the windmills. But let's not forget that when you take a clown like Don Quixote and you put a title in front of him like senator, representative, or president, he can still cause a whole bunch of problems. He can still cause a whole bunch of problems. For example, I mean, I've seen Beto. Beto's been out there, but let's call him Beta. He's a beta male, absolutely a beta male. A soy boy. And if you like soy milk, I don't mean that as an insult to you. Actually, it is putting him in that category, but stick with me. He got out of there the other day and said, well, if we pass a buyback on AR-15s, I expect that the rampage killers will sell their AR-15s back. And, you know, up to this point, I've just been thinking that the Beta is just was some tyrannical dictator wannabe. And no, he's not a tyrannical dictator wannabe. He's a Don Quixote type idiot. And he has people that do support him. What does he have? I think he polls lower than I do. I'm pretty sure Ghost Rider polls higher than he does. I was just listening to those ads, that Buick ad, Keith Jackson. And I got to thinking, you know, today's young people, when I was a younger person, they used to play these classical movies. And I knew who Edward G. Robinson was. And I knew who James Cagney was. And I knew who Jimmy Stewart was. And, I know who Sandy Koufax was, even though he played when I was 4 or 5 years old. And today's youth is missing so much. I was in Best Buy the other day, and a very polite young lady there waited on us and everything, and my change was $5. And I thought back to that Eddie Murphy movie, Trading Places, which you couldn't make today. You couldn't make Trading Places today with the same script. It is too politically incorrect. But I thought back to that where the attendant at the men's club goes, $5, maybe I can go to the movies. And I said that out loud, and she didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, it's an Eddie Murphy movie. And she's like, who? And this is, you know, I just think that's horrible. I think that's horrible. Who remembers, when I was listening to that ad, I was like, okay, this is obviously targeted at somebody my age, because most of these kids don't know who Keith Jackson is. It'd be the same thing if you had Howard Cosell. If Howard Cosell was the pitch guy for the Buick ad, nope, the younger people would not know who that is. When I was a kid, I liked racing. And I would watch Jackie Stewart you didn't watch him, you listened to him. You watched the race, you listened to Jackie Stewart. Jackie Stewart was, I don't remember where he was from, but I couldn't understand a word Jackie said. I just cracked up while he'd be talking about it because he gets so excited. And I think he was either Scottish or Irish, but whatever he was very Scottish or very Irish. And his manner of speaking was, I couldn't follow it, but it was hilarious. And it was funny. And I saw something the other day on Instagram. Somebody said, I'm looking like Johnny Bravo. Who knows who this is? See, and that's the thing. Today's youth is so wound up in this social media nonsense. I mean, when I was a kid, if somebody had come to me in the 70s and said, hey, listen, have you heard about this new thing going around? Everybody's doing it. You got to swallow a Tide Pod. Well, my first question would have been, what's a Tide Pod? And then they would have told me, I'd been like, I got to go out to the car out there in the parking lot here at high school and get my gun. Because you obviously lost your mind. I'm not eating no Tide. But this is what they do now. They do that, and they selfies and all this other stuff. And we're losing. We're losing something here. We're losing a swath of for all this pop culture that everybody lives through and everything else. But there were a lot of people on Instagram that did not know who Johnny Bravo was. And that is sacrilege. Let's see. On the text line, I did the Chris Rock line, how much for one rib in some place? And the kid just looked at me and said, sir, you have to buy at least a half a rack. Never cracked a smile. Stewart is a Scotsman. Thanks very much. That's not true. In the text line, Eddie Murphy still makes movies today. The cashier's probably just an idiot. Most young people are. I don't think that they're idiots. I think they actually are probably on a...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Level of intelligence as far as some of the things that they can operate and manipulate, way above where I was at that age. But they're isolated. And that isolation is keeping them from a part of the American background that is so enriching. I mean, I love the movie Rear Window with Jimmy Stewart. It's from the 50s. It would be a challenge to shoot that today simply because it takes place from the vantage point of a rear window looking out into a courtyard. And they make a whole movie out of that. Raymond Burr was a nobody. See, nobody knows who Raymond Burr is either, Ironsides. They don't know who he is. But he was a nobody during that time, and he was the bad guy. He was the killer. And Jimmy Stewart's the good guy. And Grace Kelly, Princess Grace of Monaco, she's the heroine. Not the drug, of course, though. It ends with a E, heroin. That part of us is missing. We've lost that. Somebody said I sound a little bit like Johnny Bravo myself. Well, thank you very much. And I thought Johnny Bravo was hilarious. That's another thing, Blazing Saddles. You couldn't make Blazing Saddles today in this politically correct, nonsensical world in which we live. That's the other thing. I was listening to the part where some guys wrote some graffiti at Furman. Wasn't there a time when everybody wrote graffiti everywhere? Kilroy was here and all this other nonsense, and we just walked by it. Even today when I walk by something, if I see something, I'm not out there going, oh, that's obviously a hate crime. I'm not out there going, oh, they're obviously misogynist. They're not using their pronouns. I don't live in that world. I don't live in that world. If you... I live in a world of science when it comes to gender. I know there's a Y chromosome and an X chromosome. And until they prove to me that there's some hybrid chromosome out there, there's an X chromosome and a Y chromosome. So if you don't want to be a male and you don't want to be a female, then the most respectful thing I can say to you is it. Or yous. Go back to the 40s. Yeah, I feel bad. I feel bad for today's youth because of what they're missing. I bought a square checked pair of slip-ons from Vans. And I said, this is just like Spicoli wore. And I'm looking at this kid. He's like, Spicoli? I said, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I don't know it. Okay. How much is this? And walked out. And I feel bad. I feel bad for them because today's stuff, today's comedy isn't. There's no comedy in that. Here's one. Hey, Bill, can you imagine a comic like Don Rickles trying to get a gig today? Yeah. Even Dave Chappelle, who got out there and he called some stuff out on political correctness, took a whole bunch of grief over just being honest. And that's the thing, children. Honesty is not hate. It's not misogyny. It's not any sort of disrespect at all. As a matter of fact, it is the uttermost in respect because we're considering that you can handle the truth, that you can handle reality. Because no matter what you think certain things may be, they're never going to be that. They are never going to be that. But they will be what they always have been in reality. They always will be that. Not this junk that we've got going on today where I see some of the stuff I see is just ridiculous. And the double standard is crazy. I mean, I saw that Barack Obama, who I don't know, I don't know that Barack Obama actually has a dog in this fight, but he's trying to still be relevant. And so he endorsed, Justin Trudeau to be reelected Prime Minister of Canada. This dude wore blackface. Now, that was very common back in the day. Back in the day when there was a movie called Holiday Inn with Bing Crosby, and they wore blackface in Holiday Inn. And it's very hard to find a copy of that version of the movie now because of that number where they wore blackface. But that was what they did then. And Justin Trudeau wore blackface, and the Northam, the governor of Virginia wore blackface, and that's okay. Well, you know, we were just youths. Let somebody that's conservative do that, and we're racist. I mean, Trump's out there. He's just trying to, enforce the laws on the border that were passed by Congress, and that's racist. I don't get it. All right, somebody just lobbed at me. I want my $2 from a John Cusack movie called Better Off Dead. Had a psychopathic paper delivery boy collecting that particular day. Had a switchblade comb. If you're motivated to find something to be offended by, how sad it must be to have a good day. Yeah. And this is the other thing, and I completely glossed over this. Looney Tunes. Who? Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny's politically incorrect. What? When? How? Anyway. CNN. That's the preface. You know, with all of these, we had rampage killings were sort of front and center over the summer. You had Dayton, you had El Paso, where a couple of crazy people decided to kill a bunch of people they didn't know for no reason other than they wanted to. That's also part of the new generation. It was used as fodder for the anti-gun crowd. The 2020 Democratic candidates tried to blame Trump for the El Paso shooting since the shooter was a white supremacist who hated Mexicans while burying the environmentalist roots and his manifesto that where he hates Trump. Whenever that happens, whenever I see the entire story, have you ever been like at a slot machine where you pull the handle and everything rolls around for a bit?
That's selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What happens to my eyes when that happens? All of that, all of that nonsense was crazy, is crazy. But every day, violence occurs in blue state America. Chicago. Scores of people are shot and killed on a weekly basis. The holiday weekends in Chicago is especially bad, especially in the summer. And there's no coverage of that, though. And it's because the victims are usually minorities. Enter Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. He caught a couple of little nuggets when asking about this. Let me share a couple with you.
Firstly, I don't know where the affluent neighborhoods in New Jersey are.
Princeton.
Okay, let's say in Princeton, white kid gets shot at Princeton University. He's visiting his big brother, who's a student there. He gets shot. He gets killed. We're going to get coverage on that because, oh my God, we have to. Precious little white boy.
Yeah. But three people get shot in Newark.
Nobody cares. Wow. Nobody cares, maybe unless it happens on Cory Booker's plot.
Unless there's some news in it, and unless there's some pop to it. According to CNN, nobody cares. But let me let you hear some more from him.
I think that shootings in poorer areas or minority communities don't get as much coverage as if they were to happen in a white area.
So like, CNN doesn't cover a shooting that happened in a black neighborhood the same that they would cover a shooting in a white neighborhood?
I think if it were a mass shooting, like if it were like 20 people killed, they would cover it. But if it were like two people killed, like in a gang-related violent shooting, they're not going to really care.
Yeah, the guy who actually got that, his name is Kerry Porch. He gave that over to James O'Keefe. He's unemployed now. The one making the claims and telling the truth was Christian Sierra from CNN. I don't know what his position is. I don't know if he still has one. See, this is the thing about violence. We should be against all violence. We all should be against all violence, not just gun violence. And violence and crime overall. In the United States today, I think we have 367 violent crimes per 100,000. The FBI counts violent crimes as rape, homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, and armed robbery. Those four. Those are violent crimes. So we have 367 of those per 100,000. In England, you have over 2,000 per 100,000. And they don't have guns. Here in the United States, most of quote-unquote gun violence is suicide. And I was thinking about my producer that killed himself a couple of years ago. He's been weighing heavy on my mind for some reason. And that wasn't gun violence. That was the sad thing about suicide. Is suicide is the where they come to. That's the only hope they have.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.